flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
VanVleet to inbound. They find Thompson. He drives. His career night ends with a game winner. Point seven.
Find Pritchard.
No timeouts. It's Pritchard for the win. Too strong. And Amen Thompson wins it for the Rockets and has a career high 33 points. Ime Udoka, his first win against his former team.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get back into the Celtics, but a reminder, WEEI's coverage of football's postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. Nobody does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Rough one for the Celtics last night. We can get into who you blame, why they lost it, but I'm still struck by Wiggy being so dug in this morning, Keefe. We talked about it in the first hour.
Yeah,
of the show.
I'm not sure the Celtics could do anything for him to give up on him.
So,
or not even give up, but just to even like question them. Forget give up.
No one needs you to give up, but just I think Greg got him to acknowledge a teeny tiny bit that the team is not where he expected it to be. And so to me, that's the threshold for today. Can we all just acknowledge, and we can extrapolate it into whatever we want, and you can brush it to the side and ignore it and say the Celtics are still raising banner 19. But can we all just agree that it's January 28th and we all thought the Celtics would be better? Don't tell me they're right where they're supposed to be. Don't tell me this is what we thought. Championship hangover. Who thought they were going to win 64 games again? I did not take one phone call saying, you like Cleveland.
I do.
But no one was like, Cleveland will be better than the Celtics.
Not like this.
I definitely didn't hear a call that the Rockets would be better than the Celtics, which now after last night's win, the Rockets have a better record than the Celtics. OKC mopped the floor with the Celtics when they played earlier this year. They've had a better record all year long. I didn't hear the Celtics were the fourth best team in the NBA. I didn't hear they wouldn't win 60 games. In fact, early in the year, we were talking about they're better than they were a year ago. And now they're 11-10 over their last 21, 500 for far too long, slightly over 500 in the month of December, slightly over 500 the month of January. What'd you tell me, Keith? 8-6 both months?
Yeah, they're 8-6 in December and January. And that number kind of jumps out because if you look back at last season, the first year of all these guys playing together, they never had one month with six losses. So this is back-to-back month. There wasn't like, oh, there was a bad month last year. There really wasn't. They didn't have a stretch like this. And this is also a quarter of the season where they're basically playing like a 6-7-8 seed, you know, like a 500 team just barely getting into the playoffs. So it has to be more than eyebrow-raising to me because it's also not just playing down to the level of competition, losing to the Hawks, losing to the Raptors, losing to teams like that. It's also the other marquee teams that you think you'd get up for. The first time playing the Warriors. I know they beat them after that, but the first time playing the Warriors, you lost. Oklahoma City, maybe a finals preview, you lost to them. This Houston Rockets team, you just blew them out, but they are fighting with you for the third best record in the NBA. You're welcoming back your former coach, lose. You know, the Christmas Day game you lost. Like, you go up in Cleveland, you've split with. So it's been a variety of different types of losses, whether they're full strength, which have actually been worse when they're full strength. Last night they weren't. But it's really almost the opposite of an excuse now. You're like, oh, you didn't have Horford, White, and Hauser. It's like, all right, they usually play better when they're down one or two guys. Not the case last night. And this was a head-scratcher because Jason Tatum didn't score in the first half. Didn't score at all in the first half. Only took five shots. He did light it up in the third quarter. And then they blew another fourth-quarter lead. Like, that's another unfortunate calling card for the Celtics.
Okay, so I want to pick up with that for a moment. Let's get to Tatum in a sec.
Right.
I know you have numbers from the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
Yes.
I want to give you this first, since you mentioned the blown fourth-quarter leads. Forsberg tweeted this out right after the game last night. Celtics have their ninth blown fourth-quarter lead this year, which matches the total from a year ago. Okay? Now, that can admittedly be a misleading stat. Maybe last year, you know, they were blowing 6-point leads. This year they're blowing 1-point leads. Like, it's just a lead at any point in the fourth quarter. It's imprecise, but just know they've blown as many leads in the fourth quarter this year as they did all of last season.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the seventh time they've blown a 10-plus point lead this year. They had 8 all of last season. So they're blowing double-digit leads. They were up 12 in the fourth quarter last night. They immediately gave up a 13-0 run to Houston. They had a fourth-quarter lead, again, 12. They lost it. They're already trending way ahead of last year's pace. So those are some numbers. What else did you dig up there, Keith?
Yeah, so they just had their 15th loss of the season last night. So their record right now is 32-15. When they lost their 15th game a year ago, they had 57 wins. Like, what a huge difference. Like, that is crazy. And we just haven't seen a winning streak in a while, right? I think maybe a 2, and then there might have been a 3, and then a loss. So just when you think they're getting over it, right? Because, you know, we had some listeners call in and be like, well, they did go 3-1 on the road trip, guys. Like, what do you really want? So as bad as the Laker loss was, you know, they beat the Clippers in their ugly kind of overtime game, yeah, but they beat them.
Could have lost, and the Clippers had legitimately no one in that game, but sure, they did win it.
Give the LA games it was more kind of bookend by, like, you know, you beat up on the Warriors. Curry did play. They were missing some other guys, but whatever. Curry was playing. And then you beat Dallas. Okay. But I don't know. They've just been pretty underwhelming for a while. And I understand why people want to give them the benefit of the doubt, is because they did win the title. Like, if this team didn't win the title last year, I think there'd be more people up in arms, more people being like, what is going on? We'd probably start getting the calls about trading players and things like that, which I'm not advocating for at all.
No, me neither.
But I just don't know how long they can play 500 basketball until everybody sort of says, like, all right, something's up. And that was the thing with Wiggy. Like, Wiggy was given, like, a full defensive. Like, who cares? They'll still win 60 games. Nobody's beaten them in a series and on down the line. I'm like, I don't know. Like, every time they lose here this month, I question a little bit more, like, Celtics versus Field. I'm like, I don't know. Good, like, the way they're going, like, couldn't somebody knock them off? Like, couldn't somebody beat them in a 7-game series?
That's the better way to ask it. Because if you're asking who would you take over the Celtics, is there an individual team I would take over the Celtics? I would think about OKC. I would think about Denver. So are there individual teams? Maybe not. But if you say it's the Field versus the Celtics, that's probably the better way to argue.
A lot can happen.
And so, no, I think Wiggy needs them to be eliminated before he won't believe in them.
No, that's pretty much where they were going.
So where do you come down on this? Are you concerned? Because there's been a lot of you saying, it's just a blip. Oh, they're just unfocused. It's the January doldrums, even though it stretches back to December.
Uh-huh.
Just acknowledge you've been saying that now for a while, and this has continued for 21 games, where they're a game over 500. And text line's pointing out, the Cavs, who have dropped 5 out of their last 7.
Well, they're coming back down to earth.
Including 2 to Houston.
True.
But
they got out to a crazy start.
They did. And you're not making up any ground on Cleveland, because they're losing games and so are you. If you were playing well, you could be making up ground on Cleveland. Instead, New York is only one game back. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Let's all just try to agree the Celtics have not met our expectations to this point. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll raise banner 19. Maybe they'll fix it. But right now, it's been too long and too disappointing. Who do you blame for last night specifically, Keith?
So I'd put that one on Tatum. I think once you see you're down 3 of your 8 rotation guys, I think you just need to be more aggressive. And I know he had some assists, but for a player like that to be held scoreless for a whole half is pretty alarming. Then he did get things going in the third quarter.
Is there any superstar in the NBA you let him off the hook for going scoreless in a half?
I don't think you let any of them off the hook for that, no.
Me
it's either. Happened. I mean, like, James Harden will do it. Like, there are years where James Harden, you're like, what the hell happened
right.
to him?
Or if
like
James Harden went scoreless in a half, but had five assists, just like Tatum last night.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Would they go, oh, he's super involved, he had five assists, or would they go, he blows, he didn't score?
No, because, like, I didn't do the math on it, but how many shots per game does Derek White, Al Horford, and Sam Hauser take? You know, add those up. Those are now gone. I don't need Xavier Tillman and Jordan Walsh and Drew Peterson to take those shots. And not that those guys were launching. I think the Scrubs took like eight shots.
Right.
But they were like one of eight. Like those weren't even good shots. I don't know. I just want to put more on Tatum. Our guy Terp had some stats about when Tatum doesn't take a lot of shots. I think the number was 15. Under 15 shots. They're
correct.
1-3.
Yeah.
And the one win was a blowout where he didn't even play the fourth quarter. Then if you want to get into like usage stats, they're below 500 when he doesn't hit a certain threshold. So no, he needs to be more engaged, involved, aggressive, whatever kind of, you know, adjective you want to put on it. He needs to do that.
He took five shots in the first half, 0-for-5 from the floor and no points at halftime. As you said, he had 14 field goal attempts last night.
14 attempts.
The Celtics are 1-3 in the games where he attempts less than 15. I just did the math on it. There were 26 available field goal attempts.
Yeah.
Between Horford, White, and Hauser all being out of the lineup. And you would expect Tatum to shoot more. Instead, he shot less. So I agree with you. I'm not saying Tatum didn't do anything in the game. He was a monster in the third quarter, 15 points. He didn't do much in the fourth quarter, except he hit a couple of big buckets down the stretch. He only had 4 points in the fourth quarter, but they were two big baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I just think when your superstar floats through a half in your first game back after a West Coast trip, which is a game where your team may float anyway, you're back in a different time zone, maybe there's some lag there, your superstar has to be the one to come out and set the tone. He didn't do that last night. And I think there is a correlation that trickles down to the rest of the team, where Dylan Brooks is just getting open three after open three.
Well, so that's,
after open three.
That's one thing. And I know Brown was kind of like, you know, what are you going to do? Like, he's not going to hit 10 threes in a game. Well, he did. And at what point do you realize, all right, this guy has it? Is it the fifth, the sixth, the seventh,
I mean,
the eighth?
It wasn't even 10 for them. It's still going, I think, in their minds.
He was 10 for 15?
Correct.
So it's not like that's the plan. He's 10 of 40,
by the way,
5 or something.
Just to illustrate the Tatum stat again, Dylan Brooks took more threes than Tatum took field goal attempts last night.
Yeah. And they've had that happen to him where guys that aren't star players, they've sort of let go off, and then they have. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, it's too late. Like, it is the NBA, so just because it's not a star player, like, once a guy gets going, they can fill it up. Now, I know that's not something Dylan Brooks has done in his career ever before. I think they said, what, his career high, I think it was 6.
Yep.
But, okay, it was his night. And you know Udoka's going to have his guys launching threes and playing defense, and they did.
Okay, so text line says 617-779-7937. Did you guys watch the game?
Yes.
They were double and triple teaming Tatum. What's the matter with you bozos?
All right, team should double and triple team him, and he'll never score.
Well, number one, he's the first superstar to face double and triple
teams. He'll never score.
Please. So I love that. But number two, I would allow for some of it is Udoka had a good plan for Tatum last night. Udoka understands what Tatum likes and doesn't like and wants to see and doesn't want to see and what makes him uncomfortable.
Did they not double him in the third quarter ever?
Yeah, right.
So what happened in the third quarter?
No. He just decided to wake up.
He's like, I'll stop.
23. I don't want to just be passing the ball all night. You feel me?
Right. That was our guy Anthony Edwards, who hates the double team.
What did we say about that? We call him a big giant wuss, baby, loser.
Tough complaint.
Yeah, and so let's make that excuse for Tatum. Seems inconsistent. But no, Udoka might have had a good plan for Tatum. I'd allow for that.
Yeah.
But to float through the game like he did last night and then sit around and go, oh, why was Dylan Brooks open all last night? And just look at the way the Rockets competed and defended and got out in transition and the energy they brought to the floor. That's a noticeable difference between the Celtics and the Rockets.
Yeah.
That Rockets team, I don't think is uber singularly talented, overly skilled.
No, they're not. They don't have an all-star.
Young, athletic, good motor on that team. They have the third best record in the league, not on talent. It's on effort. And the Celtics have the fourth best record in the league, worse than the Rockets, because their effort sucks.
And they got the most talent. They also, once again, turnovers were an issue. I think they had twice as many turnovers as the Rockets. So anytime there's a game that comes down to 2 points, you know, that's definitely a stat you can look at, because you know, the threes were fairly even. You know, the Rockets were 17 of 41.
Rockets outshot them.
They did. No, they did. But like, not dramatically. No, they had, what, 6 more points from 3, and they took just about the same amount. But, yeah, turnovers were obviously a factor. And, you know, the Rockets had 2 guys going crazy. You know, Thompson hits the game winner, but he had 33 in the game. And we talked about the 10 threes that Dylan Brooks hit.
So, I was very impressed with Amen Thompson. And if he's going to break out and be a superstar, then fine. But the Rockets aren't ready for primetime yet. They're almost all on effort. I wouldn't be surprised if that team got bounced in round 1 of the playoffs. You said earlier they're matched up against Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'd probably pick Minnesota in that matchup.
I hear you.
So they're a team that's going to feast in the regular season based on effort and catching teams that are asleep. And the Celtics last night were asleep. Mm-hmm. So maybe you think we put too much on Jason Tatum, too much blame on Tatum. He's a superstar in the NBA. There's been far better players who have won far more than Jason Tatum, who have faced far more criticism.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's A, inconsistent, and B, I don't think it's unfair to Jason Tatum, but maybe you do. What's wrong with the Celtics? You can jump in again, 617-779-7937. How much of last night is on Mazzulla, Keith? He put it on himself after the game.
Yeah, I think some. I don't think I'll ever completely tear apart the head coach in the NBA. Don't get me wrong. We've criticized Mazzulla, Udoka, Stevens, Doc Rivers. There's times to criticize those guys. I think Mazzulla year one, there was a lot of like timeouts and like specific or lack of timeouts and specific things to kind of rip. Last night, maybe you kind of force the hand a little bit and you try to draw stuff up for Tatum or get him going a little bit more once you see that he's not doing it. Or maybe you change how you defend Dylan Brooks, but no, I'm going to go more on the players. I mean, you have a better roster. Usually it's the players that determine the outcome of the NBA games. So I'll put him on the list. I'm not going to like let him skate by, but I don't think he deserves as much blame as like Jason Tatum does.
I think it's a fair way of putting it. He's on the list, but he's down the list.
Yeah.
You know, I do think he got out-coached by Udoka last night.
Yeah.
So that's not a great look for him when Udoka is scheming up plays for Sengun. I mean, I don't think they really schemed anything up for Amen Thompson. I think he just shook Jaylen Brown on the last play.
Yeah.
But I do think Mazzulla got out-coached. I didn't think it was anything egregious, though. And Mazzulla falling on the sword after the game, he basically said, we don't need to play it. But he said the last 2 plays of the game are on me. No blame for the players. I give him a lot of credit for falling on the sword and taking the criticism because I know what he's trying to do. But while I respect that, and it's not an easy thing to say, it's a real loss is on me. I also think he's doing it for a reason, and I just wonder what that reason is. So,
job security.
Maybe.
I don't think calling out players
is
usually a recipe for success.
I don't think the coach, and there's a way to not do that, by the way. You can say, well, hat tip to Ime, or there's like a middle road that you could take.
Yeah, I guess.
So that does shine the spotlight back on you as a head coach when you're giving the other guy credit, and you're like, hey, good job by him.
No.
Well, then what exactly do you do? But I think there's a middle road there where you don't have to throw your players under the bus, but you also don't have to put the blame on yourself. I think it's telling about what's gone on within the dynamics of the team that the coach feels like he has to fall on the sword there.
Yeah, a little bit. I think he knows probably how fragile they are. And so if he's going to blast those guys publicly, plus like if it's Tatum versus Mazzulla or it ends up being Brown versus Mazzulla, he's going to lose that one in the public eye. He's probably also going to lose that one. Maybe even Brad Stevens. I mean, Brad would have his back to a certain degree, but if it really got out of hand, and I'm not saying it's there yet, but things are teetering. Let's see. Expectations are through the roof. He's trying to knock those expectations down a little bit with some of the things that he has said, but I don't think anybody else is really buying that. Like, this is the title favorite. They should win the title this year, and they're hitting some speed bumps along the way, and he's trying to figure out how to navigate it best.
So what's your concern level with the Boston Celtics? You can jump in. I don't know if Lanny, there's some Patriots coaching news. Do you have this in trending? I could tee it up for you, or we can react to it real quick here.
We got some new stuff.
Mike Reese has a coach moving on from the New England Patriots.
Oh, I bet I can guess.
A fairly shocking one,
I would
say.
All right.
So we can get you some details on that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the red-hot Boston Bruins in action tonight against one of the league's worst teams, the Buffalo Sabres. So, Jones, good opportunity to grab some more points for the Bees.
Yeah, you don't want to fritter this one away, would tell you that. No. They are on the road where they haven't been good. They've been better at home of late. But, you know, Keefe fired them up 5-1-1 since Keefe's scoop a couple of weeks ago, so we'll see if they can carry that over against a terrible, terrible Sabres team.
I do got the boys buzzing. I don't want to take full credit for that. I will take some credit for that.
Yeah, don't take zero of it.
David Pastrnak, first star of the week.
Uh-huh.
How do you like that?
I really like it. Morgan Geeky?
Geeky's killing it.
Well,
too late to add him to the, Nations Cup or whatever the hell rosters?
The Four Nations?
The Four Nations.
Yeah, I would say...
get him on there.
I would say when it comes to Morgan Geeky, at bare minimum, you have a nice trade chip if you are going to retool at the deadline.
You're not going to sign him to a long-term deal right now?
Well, I mean, you could. You could sign him to a deal or you could dangle him. That's at least an option that I didn't see emerging. But, yeah
nice
the boys
player.
Boys are buzzing. They should keep buzzing against Buffalo, yep. One would think.
We'll talk about it tomorrow either way.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the
grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
Jimmy Butler has been suspended by the Miami Heat for the third time.
Makes no sense.
He walked out of practice the other day. I guess he wasn't in the starting lineup the other night. And you see Kevin Love on Instagram. He did the Jimmy Butler when he showed up to practice the next day. And it was the Denzel from Training Day. The whole video of him screaming at everybody.
I did not see that.
How the hell is this thing going to end? The NBA trade deadline is coming up. And I feel like they have to trade Butler, but is this just an organization that's so stubborn that they're like, we're not going to give in to the player?
It might be. Yeah. It might be. I mean, LeBron has bullied coaches his entire career, but Riley didn't let him bully around Spoelstra. Like, he yeah. stood his ground yep. on Spoelstra. So he might draw a line in the sand on Butler. I said last week we talked about he had a 2-game suspension last week. I'm like, what's the point of that?
I don't know.
Why suspend him for 2 games? Just suspend him indefinitely. They're finally doing that. But, yeah, it's ugly. And I don't know. If you're a contending team, like you brought up the Rockets before.
Yeah.
Do you want anything to do with Butler? I love Butler in these big games. I think he's a killer. But
no,
I don't know that you want to bring this guy in at this point.
I wouldn't if I was Houston now. A couple weeks ago, I think I said yes, and then watching them last night, I'm like, maybe not.
You need to be more desperate than Houston to bring in Jimmy Butler.
I'm trying to think who would make sense for them.
Nick, you brought up Philly.
Lakers?
Nick brought up Philly before the show. Lakers?
Philly. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Philly. Not that's Phoenix.
Philly?
Phoenix is what I meant to say. Phoenix. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What did I do? I could see Phoenix.
Phoenix.
You're trying to body Nick now after he's knocked you out a couple times this week?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, but what is even the trade value right now? Plus, Miami is a playoff team, too. Like, I wonder what they think they can get in return. Or is this going to be one of those wild four-team NBA deals?
It might be.
They're cooking something.
But you
all right, do you think he gets traded next week?
Yeah.
I'll say yes as well.
Yeah, but any other team, I'd be like, it's a no-brainer. With Riley, he might just be real petty about it and keep him.
That's true.
Grab bag.
All right, we got some important Super Bowl news.
Oh?
You ready for this? The game is a week from Sunday. We know what uniforms they're wearing.
Oh, I've seen half of these.
The Chiefs are wearing white. The Eagles are wearing green. So now put that in your head and try to figure out who's going to win. Do you like the team in white? We'll have some stats I forget.
Which green? The Kelly green?
Probably not. No, the crappy green.
Dumb, crappy uniforms.
The Kelly green, I would actually have to bet on the Eagles.
Yeah.
But if they're wearing the... Meh. These are like the... What would you call these uniforms? I feel like they haven't really changed much since like Brian Dawkins. These are like the Brian Dawkins...
Sure.
Donovan McNabb Eagles
Brian
uniforms.
Westbrook.
Oh, yeah, the Westbrook.
John Ritchie's nose bleeding everywhere.
John Ritchie, famously not a fan of me.
John Ritchie doesn't like you.
Yeah, there was some sort of beef. Nick, do you remember that at all? I don't know if you were still working here, because he did the midday show at WIP.
Yeah.
And there was the whole thing. I think we were talking about the Eagles and whatever. And then we played their sound. He was not a fan of me.
Oh, you played their sound on the show.
We were talking about them. And then they started talking about us.
He popped off about it.
He was not happy.
He's pop-off king.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he still doing, I don't mean to
I think he's on WIP
say this
still.
Disparagingly, he's still on WIP.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, maybe we can.
As far as I know.
Maybe we can get back on that guy's radar.
I'd work with him again.
Yeah, okay.
Why not?
That seems like something we should fish for. Hart must love him.
Oh, yeah.
Hart must love.
Fullback.
Yeah.
I think he's a big fan.
Yeah, nice.
Why are there so many songs about
Rabbit? MLB The Show 25, the video game, has announced their cover athletes.
Plural.
Yes. Do you want to try to guess them?
Yeah.
All right. So it's three young. I mean, tell you right now, it's three young guns.
Roman Anthony.
Not one of them.
Christian Campbell.
Not one of them.
Marcelo Meyer.
No, it's no Red Sox.
Okay.
Sadly, no Red Sox. It is one pitcher and two fielders.
Okay.
Two infielders.
Prince and Cecil. Oh, okay. Let's see.
It's a father-son cover. The Griffies, the Fielders, Boones.
Do I get any? Are they all on the same team?
None of them are on the same team. They're
God.
On three separate teams.
Okay.
One player is in the AL East.
Oh.
One is in the... Oh, two are in the NL Central.
One's popular because of his girlfriend.
He's also very good.
He's also extremely good.
Yeah.
I feel like it was his girlfriend. Is Ellie De La Cruz on it?
Yes, he is.
Nice.
Ellie De La Cruz, yes. He is one of the players.
Does he have a popular girlfriend?
No, the other guy does. His girlfriend's probably more famous than him, although I wouldn't sleep on this guy.
Oh, duh. Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens. Hoss of the Week.
Didn't think about that. Okay, Ellie De La Cruz. Paul Skeens, congratulations.
Paul Skeens, you just won Hoss of the Week.
Hoss of the Week. Your trophy's in the mail.
Did you see the thing with Paul Skeens? So there's a card.
Yeah, go on.
Did you see Paul Skeens' thing? It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So Paul Skeens had a card.
This young kid.
So, yeah. So there was like, it was out there, and like Livy Dunn, his girlfriend, has been like trying to find this card. I forget what the genesis of it is. It's like
maybe get a piece of his uniform or something. It's like a one of one. It's a one of one.
Nice.
Paul Skeens rookie. And they like put it in a pack and like it's just out in the universe. And so she's been trying to track it down. The Pirates are trying to track it down. Like everybody wants this. An 11-year-old kid.
That's what I was going to say. He's like 9 or 10. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I got it. And the Pirates are like, hey, dude, we'll give you season tickets behind home plate for 30 years. So two
oh,
seats.
Oh, wow. For 30 years?
30 years.
I was going to say, 1 year when you're 11, that doesn't mean anything. And what 30
if
you're not, years,
I don't even know if he's from Pittsburgh.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
So two seats behind home plate for 30 years.
Nice.
Two signed Paul Skeens jerseys. A sit in the suite with Livy Dunn game.
Ed, yeah. Take the card. Yeah. An 11-year-old?
Yeah.
I mean, please. Hey, Livy.
Yeah, hey, Livy.
Hey, Dr. Pepper.
Can I get on the pummel horse? So then I would, and like two other things, right?
Yeah, whatever. You stop. Yeah, you got it.
Some uneven bars joke, probably. So anyway, all this stuff, you know what the kid said? No, I'm good.
Well, that's a good negotiator.
So this kid's smart, and I think he's going to go and like auction it. He's going to get way more money than whatever all that stuff's worth.
Nice.
Now, the Livy Dunn thing may be priceless, but everything else. So he said no to that.
Wow.
But anyway, Paul Skeens, Ellie De La Cruz, and?
And a bat in the AL East?
Yeah. Maybe one of the three best players in the
Vladdy
AL
East. Jr.
Gunnar Henderson.
Oh, interesting.
He's a stud. Stud. So anyway, MLB the show. Hmm. If you're interested in that one at all, and I bet that you are.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
No disrespect to any other grab bag drops. That's
probably the best
one. Might be the GOAT.
There's quite a few in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one
a
lot.
Are we up to 200 yet?
We are close, right? Let me see.
So where
180 something?
190.
191.
Where do people send those?
Keith at WEEI.com.
You could be lucky number 200. Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Send them in. Are we all shapes and sizes.
Now, is that a new one?
Relatively.
Was
new.
It? That's have like, we played that before?
It's 3 weeks old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
I have a we terrible memory, but that hit.
Personal foul. 69. Offense. He was giving them the
grab bag.
He played it there.
Yeah, there's a lot in here. There's a lot to choose from.
Keep sending them. They're not. They can't all be winners. But keep sending them.
Famously, they're not.
My given name is Benjamin Buford Blue. People call me
Grab Bag.
New hashtag Dork Podcast out right now on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your Dork Podcast. Severance, first couple episodes from season 2. It is a must-watch television show. So check that one out.
The world is a
grab bag.
All right, what a group. Top NBA performers from last night. So on Sunday, there was one game, so it was a tough go yesterday. Last night, I think a full slate or just about a full slate of games.
It's a crop.
And look at these dudes. Who are you going to pick from this group? Nikola Jokic.
Nope.
33 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists for the Nuggets. They lost.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Someone had the over on 12.5 rebounds. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 12. Anthony Davis in a Lakers win, 42 points, 23 rebounds.
Nice line. That's not it.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 7 assists for a Bucks win.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen Thompson against the Celtics. Buzzer beater, 33 points, 9 boards.
Four.
Damian Lillard, 35 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists.
Are those my options?
That's it.
What I can't write in Dylan Brooks?
Nope.
Amen Thompson.
Yeah, say he's a game winner.
He's
the game winner.
Dylan Brooks had 10 threes.
He's a better game. All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, folks. This guy played both hot corners as well as right field.
Excellent.
You can find him at third base. You can find him at first base. And you can find him
in right.
You tell me playing first base against Barry Bonds isn't a hot corner.
Yeah,
it is a
hot
corner
against true.
Bonds.
Yeah.
I'd be playing short right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kidding me?
Easily on the grass.
Yeah, that's a good point. Rover. I'd be playing Rover is what I'd be
Mo
playing.
Mo Vaughn's digging yeah. in. That's not the hot corner.
Yeah, good point.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
He played for the Minnesota Twins, Colorado Rockies, and New York Mets.
Kent Herbeck.
No, good one.
Okay.
Part of a 15-year career where he won a batting title. One batting title.
Teams again? I'm sorry. Twins and who?
Twins, Rockies, Mets.
Okay.
He was a two-time All-Star.
Nice.
And the year he won the batting title, he also took home the Silver Slugger. He was an All-Star once with the Twins. He was an All-Star once with the Rockies. His first Major League game was in 2001. His last Major League game was 2015. In 2009, he finished 21st in the MVP vote.
Wow.
And then in 2013, 20th in the MVP vote.
It can't be this guy because he didn't play all these positions. It's not Morneau.
Not Justin Morneau. Two-time All-Star, one-time batting title, one-time Silver Slugger. Both hot corners, right field. Let's see. Playoff games. Let's see. Bunch of Minnesota playoff games. Well, all those years
Lucas
they would.
Lucas Duda?
It's not Lucas Duda.
Lucas Duda.
That's a good one.
That's a good
random baseball player.
That's a random player
right
yeah,
there.
It is. No, it is.
And then he was also on the Mets in 2015 in the World Series.
Huh.
But yeah. Let's see. What else can I tell you about this guy?
No. I feel.
All right. He made $79.3 million
wow,
in his career.
Wow, this is a good player. He won a batting title,
yep.
Two-time All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
Almost $80 million in his career.
Who was the batting title with again?
Colorado, so probably an asterisk.
Yeah, thin air.
Throw it out.
Thick air.
So he started with Minnesota, then he went to Colorado, and then his last year in the majors was with the Mets. Let's see.
I got nothing, but I feel like I'm going to hear it and know it. This is one that I'm going to be bothered that I didn't get, but I don't have it.
Yeah, hang on. Text and Twitch has
hang
it.
Hang on. Let me. Arcan, I believe, sometimes listens on the app. He claims he had Loaiza yesterday, but it was well after the bell. Okay, I don't see any texts. Oh, yeah. I see it the second I look. Michael Kadire?
He got it!
Yeah. I'm not sure I was going to get. That's not quite
Michael
what I was
Kadire.
Picturing in my head. He won a batting title?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
He hit .331 that year. It's nothing to sneeze at.
I think we have a new texter every day. I guess is Ron Gant. I've started to notice.
I wonder
that.
If that's the guy that DM'd me at Rich Keef WEEI on Instagram.
Yeah,
he's like, you should do Ron Gant. I was like, we did Ron Gant.
I was gonna say we did.
I was like, we did Ron Gant.
A very very early one.
Yeah, he's like, do
was
Ron
Gant. Gant. But whatever, you know, we might throw you a bone and hit Ron Gant a second time. You never know.
Yeah,
wouldn't be the first time in the random baseball player of the day. Michael Kadire, 2-time All Star, batting title. I never would have guessed. I would have guessed 0 All Stars and definitely not a batting
same.
Title.
Very good career.
Almost 80 mil.
80 mil.
Wow.
From Michael Kadire. Teach your kids to play baseball.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's the way to do
it's
it.
Not bad.
You know? Left-handed reliever.
Or just good stick.
Yeah, like maybe a kicker. That's like a nice career.
I don't know. A lot of pressure on that.
Yeah, it's
you
good
miss
point.
A kick, you're not allowed in the city anymore. Death threats. It's the whole point. Thing. Too good much point. Pressure on the kicker.
You hit him, though, like Vinatieri.
Yeah, you're a hero.
Yeah,
you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, hey, talk about a guy who's bulked up. You seen
or
him?
You can be like Harrison Butker and tell women to get back in the kitchen.
Yeah, you make
go that route.
You make your kicks, no one cares.
Nobody cares. Okay, good for you.
He's
hell
out there,
yeah.
Out there hitting big kicks time after time. And we should add Butker and Vinatieri, Keith.
Women shouldn't have jobs. Like, yeah, Harrison, way to go.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's not all bad points by Harrison Butker. So that's the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Shout out to the Twitch chat and text line getting Michael Kadire. I still don't see any late entries from Christian Arkin. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can line up there for WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. And we have our clip du jour next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds nice. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, it's a Tier Tuesday. We were talking Super Bowl halftime shows since the Patriots' first Super Bowl win. So that is, what, 23, 24 Super Bowl halftime shows that we tiered off, including a very memorable one by a certain Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. And that is our clip du jour.
All right, Super Bowl 38. Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Nelly, Kid Rock, Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's hot.
I like that.
So that's not suitable for work?
NYSF.
Yeah. This
not
no doubt.
Safe for work.
Yeah. This was one where I remember watching it in a buddy's room in college, and it was, this is pre-DVR, this is pre-all that stuff, at least on the TVs that we had it there. And it was like, I want to say me and like another buddy saw it, and like another three didn't, and Keith. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, and they're like, no way.
Keith, yeah. I was like the Leonardo DiCaprio meme.
I'm like,
Areola!
Yes!
And but then it was such a...
Yes!
It was such another time.
It was like, what is on it?
No.
Well, that was also confusing.
But it went by so quick, you didn't even know.
Piercing.
So
it was a big, like, sun-like piercing.
It was such another time.
Yes! Best Super Bowl ever.
If that was
this may be the GOAT.
Okay, if that was now,
the
Keith,
GOAT?
5 seconds later, that picture would be all over social media.
It'd be all over Twitter.
You're just like, I think I saw something, but I don't even know. Yeah. And then you didn't even really know until, like, hours later after the game where it became a big story.
Oh, man.
It was another time.
A lot of kids became men that day.
It's burned in there.
I'll never forget it. I bought every one of her albums. Do we actually put it in GOAT and not safe for work?
If you want to. Put that in GOAT.
Had a big impact on society.
It did.
GOAT.
It did. And then, you know, you can go back and listen to that segment, or you can check out the graphic that Terp made at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. But it paved the way for like an 8-year stretch of safe olds. They were like, we can't possibly have this happen to us again. Let's dig up the stones. Let's get the who out here.
Yeah, like,
let's figure this out.
It changed halftime. Not really for the better for the next half decade.
It is honestly a where were you when?
Where were you? You were there.
Yeah, you guys are going to make fun of me, but I didn't know about it till later. It was probably in like the third quarter.
No, so
because you couldn't see it live.
That's the whole point.
I mean, I was in auxiliary press, which in Jacksonville is like touch the back of the stadium, the upper deck.
It's where the real fans sit. Yeah.
But I remember a woman sitting next to me was from like People International, the magazine, and she's like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on. Apparently Janet Jackson's nipple was showing on the halftime or whatever.
Like, I started to
spread a little bit.
You're like, interesting.
Because what year was this? Oh,
Three. Well, I guess it would have been 04, right? It was after the 03 season.
Correct. So, I'm trying to wonder when I actually first saw it. Was there Twitter?
No. Definitely not.
No, so Twitter. How did I first see it?
I'm saying I found out about it AOL officially cameras. Like the next day. Yeah. You had to pretend you were 21 and
something. Well, maybe like people.
The JPEG.
Like maybe people were recording it. Some people may have been like, seriously, you might have still have like a VHS player.
I'm telling
TiVo.
What Keith said is so
maybe
right.
I don't even know.
I was in a room with other people watching the game. Like two of us were like, wait a minute, I think I saw something. Then I'm like, I'm crazy. I must not have even seen what I thought I saw. And then you found out way after the fact about it. That's how that went down.
Okay. Yeah. Because
this the first high definition Super Bowl too?
I don't know. Sure was.
That's how you knew the question of what's on it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which was a legit question.
What was on it?
Wasn't high def enough.
It was like a big old sun piercing thing, right?
It was an unnecessarily large piercing.
Yeah, it kind of ruined the moment in a lot of ways for me.
Yeah.
Just personally.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
Oh, you're a piercings guy?
Shine that thing up.
Not enough.
Yeah, really?
Draw that attention right in.
Well, they like zoomed in on them too, because like the end of the song, I remember they were like breathing heavy, and then he like stops, and it was like awkwardly like grabs at it, and then had like pull. There was like a tear away on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
The hell?
Yeah, that was. I mean, they lived up to the song, though, right?
I suppose
so. Have you naked by the end of the song?
Yeah. Yep.
Question: I may have missed Tier Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where'd my girl Katy Perry land?
Oh, goat.
Goat.
Okay, thank you. Because that's my favorite of all time. I don't include U2 and Bono because it's not really fair.
So like, we ended up ultimately putting it in.
Do you hate America like Keith and Billy?
I
don't like U2
Captain
the
America.
Band, but,
rip in America. Did you see that clip making the rounds for Grab Bag in the future?
Wait, Captain America?
Yeah, whatever his name is. The new one.
Anthony Mackie?
Anthony Mackie?
Was that some convention? And he's like, it has nothing to do with America or something. And it's like, oh, the MAGA generation, not going to like that if you're taking the America out of Captain America.
No, trust me. There's a whole group of people that are already mad at the MCU because it's not all whites anymore. Like, the Caitlin Clark fans are like, that can't be.
Red Hulk? Fictional
character was never not white.
A lot of honkies in here.
But yeah, just all right. Just to get back, Katy Perry was my favorite of all.
Yeah, Perry was good. I thought Lady Gaga was really good.
Also, but wasn't she the one that pretended to dive off the ceiling?
Pretended?
Oh, no, it was fake. No, she did. It was fake.
Head first, like she was Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible Final Reckoning.
It's like people who say Bear Grylls is fake.
Bear Grylls is fake.
No, he sleeps in hotels.
He's eating steaks.
It's like the pyramids in Egypt. You look on the other side of the road, there's a Wendy's.
I've
seen him bite the head off a fish. That's not fake.
That was a fake fish.
It's not a fake fish.
Another issue here is, I'm sure you guys ranked them television productions. A lot of them suck in person.
Oh,
the audio is bad.
You
can't see anything.
Yeah, a lot of them. Okay. Not just one or two, a lot of them.
I've been to nine of them.
I've been to so many. Jeez. So terrible in person.
We are going to have to bring back Bragg.
Yeah, I thought for sure I'd get a bunch of Braggs in this.
It's just the crossover.
Can I get,
we just played four crossovers.
Can I get one more Bragg?
Yeah.
So just before one of your GOAT performances in 2001, Super Bowl 36.
Yeah.
I had to go to the bathroom at the end of the first quarter because I was on the sideline. No, I was on the sideline.
I drank so much coffee that day.
So I'm running from the sideline down the tunnel, and I take a hard left. Bono
really
came within inches of running Bono over. You might not have had halftime had I run him over.
Huh.
Wow.
Wow. No Bono.
Butterfly effects.
Oh, I run Bragg.
He's the best.
I almost ran into Evan Washburn one time in one of those back alley things.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think it was the guy from 30 Rock?
Sick brag, bro.
Yeah!
Evan Washburn. How tall was he?
Tall enough.
Is he perfect looking person?
I was like in line for like the bathroom, you know, like the one that's like outside the old studios there. The Patriots ones. And he came like sprinting in, and he was like, he had to go. And he had to get back on TV. I'm like, go ahead, dude.
So he's not like the red zone guy. He doesn't hold it all day.
No, he for sure
He only has to worry about a half of football, and he was
running.
I'm like,
dude, you have like two hits. Like you're fine.
But you're going to stay hydrated out there.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, it's a good point. He's only on.
You're barely on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much time.
Hair look great, though.
Yeah, he's a...
Holy mackerel.
He's sort of perfect.
Yep. He looks fake.
Ken.
He looks like a Ken doll.
No, he looks like Kenny. Is it Kenny from 30 Rock? Who's the...
Yeah.
He looks like Kenny.
The page?
Yeah. Kenneth? Yeah, that's what he looks like.
He doesn't look like Kenny.
What's coming up today on WEI Afternoon?
So we got Ted Johnson at 3 p.m. joining us, as he does every Tuesday through Friday. We'll get some of his thoughts on the weekend of football action. Obviously, we'll react to last night's Celtics loss, which was not good.
No.
Sooner or later, I guess we can push the panic button. Eddie House is on board. Scal's getting on board. They're starting to
tiptoe. Not Wiggy.
No, Wiggy.
Not Wiggy. Yeah, Wiggy. I heard that.
Yeah, Wiggy is firmly entrenched.
And then we'll have some, I think, relatively fresh audio from the Let's Go podcast where Jim Gray asked, I think, his best question of all time when he asked Bill Belichick about his own ego.
How about that?
And I'm thinking Ted Johnson will have an interesting reaction to the answer.
I would imagine he does.
All right. We'll be listening for that. It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest Big Deal Meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage al forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Hart, Fitzy, Ted, and we're back tomorrow on a Would You Rather Wednesday at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.